Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Dr. Diana Grossi, Executive Director of the Hope for Family Center, a nonprofit homeless shelter for families serving the Treasure Coast. Hope for Families will present the Top Chef Challenge beginning later this month and wrapping up in April at the Bent Pine Golf Club in Vero Beach. Diana, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How do people typically end up at Hope for Families, and what happens when they get there?
Well, these are families who are in crisis, and it could be a single mother, a single father, a couple, grandparent, that is homeless. Some of them are living in cars, in the woods, and they come to us through various organizations. They can dial 211 and get information. But when they come to us, they come in and they register with us. We tell them we have to do a background check, which we do, and try to get them into the shelter as quickly as possible. We have two wings in the shelter, so to say. There's an emergency wing where they can come in for 90 days and hopefully reestablish themselves. After that, if they still need support, they can come into the transitional wing. And our goal is for them to find employment, put money away, and hopefully get back on their own two feet.
What's the greatest misconception that people have about the homeless?
I don't think what people really realize when you think of families and you think of homeless, most people when they think of homeless, they think of single men. They don't realize the number of families. But most importantly, they don't understand the children that are affected by homelessness. For example, right now we have approximately 50 residents, and 32 of them are children. These people are just in a very difficult position. They're like you and me. They may have made some bad choices. They run into hard times, but none of them want to be in the position they're in. They're not looking for a handout. What they're looking for is just some help. They want to be self-sufficient. So I think, you know, the misconception is that these people, they want to stay in homelessness, and that's not true.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Diana Grossi, Executive Director of the Hope for Family Center. Tell me about your chef challenge, your Top Chef Challenge. You've got some preliminaries coming up later this month and then the finals in April?
Correct. It's a very fun event. The preliminary round, which will be at Bent Pine, the tickets are $85, and you will get appetizers from every one of the qualifying chefs. You'll get two drink tickets, and there will be a cash bar after that. So that event is March 20th. Then on April 3rd, we'll have the finale. And the finale will be four chefs who have won from the qualifying event. And at that event, each chef prepares a mini meal, a small plate meal. So you will get four of them. Those tickets are individually $185. And again, you'll get two drink tickets and the bar is open. And at that night, the judges will judge for the Top Chef of Vero Beach. But the people will judge for the People's Choice Award. So there are actually two awards that are given to the chefs in the area.
How else can people help the Hope for Families Center?
Oh, of course, we're always looking for financial help. We have 21 rooms in our shelter, and those rooms cost us approximately $2,000 a month to operate. But we also have two stores. We have a Second Chance thrift store, which is on Old Dixie Highway near 4th. And we just opened a second store on US 1, just north of 12th Street on US 1. If you have furniture to donate, we will come by and pick it up. So just give us a call, and you won't have to wait very long for us to come and get it.
I've been speaking today with Dr. Diana Grossi, Executive Director of the Hope for Families Center. We'll have a link to them as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Diana, thanks for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much for having us.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.